This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore. Back now with St. John's Prep Football Coach Brian St. Pierre. And Coach, welcome back to MSO. I'm sure it's been a busy 12 months. And before we start about this crazy start that you guys had, I'd like to ask you a little bit about off-season activities, particularly in the summertime, and how you get prepared for a new season, because I know you're busy talking with other schools, lining up all kinds of stuff. What was the summer like for you, Brian?
Well, hey, Rick, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's busy. I mean, I don't know how it compares to what other people do, but our kids live 4 days a week in the morning, Monday through Thursday, and then the afternoon, twice a week, we have captain's practices type things where it's just kind of 7-on-7, working on passing game stuff, but it can't be coached. None of it's coached. It's kind of player-driven.
Mm-hmm.
But we had great participation in both of those programs, well over 80 to 90 kids, which is just one of the central tenets of our program, that they know it's an expectation, and they show up and they put the work in, and we need it. I mean, we're a brand new team, so we need it every second of it.
You know, it's true in high school, I suppose, college as well, but more in high school. College, I'm confused by the portal now. But in high school, it's a constant turnover. From what I understand, Brian, you have a bunch of young guys on the varsity this year.
Yeah, we're a mix of young guys and inexperienced guys that are older that have never played varsity, like real varsity snaps.
Mm-hmm.
So 18 new starters and really 19 because they're starting receiver and captain Pearson Scala has been out all of camp, missed game week one. He's probably going to miss week two. So we got a lot of new faces out there doing it for the first time. So, you know, it's been a process. We've maintained what we've always done, though. We stick to the process. We believe in it. We dive in on it and just make it about that, the actual process. And the kids have been doing a really good job so far.
What do you notice, or how do you make adjustments early on when you're getting a young team, a relatively inexperienced team together versus a team with you know, mostly juniors and seniors? What's the process getting ready for the first game? Does it differ in what you do with older kids?
Yeah, I mean, you have to – every year is unique and every team's unique unto itself. So you got to play to strengths. And so – we're trying to figure out what those strengths are, but when you look out there and it's all new faces, it's hard to pinpoint one thing that we're, like, really good at, we can hang our hat on. But, you know, kind of my message to the team has been, you know, I get a lot of questions, like, how are you going to replace this person? How are you going to refill 18, 19 starters? And I just fall back on the structure of our program, the people, the players, coaches, and staff. That's what we're going to fall back on, how we're built and the way we believe in building it, and that's what we've done. It's not some secret sauce or anything. It's just about, you know, falling back on what we believe in, the central tenets of our program, and the kids have been doing an outstanding job of that.
I'm sure it's a steep learning curve for any high school with the younger kids, freshmen and sophomores, getting ready for that first game. What was it like, Brian, before this first game? The things you have to work on, were you able to work on everything that you wanted to, or were there little particular problems that pop up here and there, like you have to put out the fire before you can do something else?
In the game or preparation?
In preparation. I mean, you must notice, okay, we're strong in this point, we need more work on this point. That happens all year long, I'm sure, but particularly before the first game?
It was just a bag of unknowns. I mean, we really went in with a lot of unknowns. And we still, you know, I learned a lot. I think I learned a good amount about our group Friday night. We can get into that. But just in terms of going into the game, it was just a lot of unknowns. But we, again, just falling back on how we work, the way we prepare, and putting faith in the kids and the kids having belief in what we're trying to do. And I think that was the overriding theme of the whole week. It's one thing to open the season. It's another thing to open the season with a group like we played against.
We're
talented and have anything you could ever want on a football field, they have. It's, you know, on top of that, I think we just made it about, like we often do here, we just made it about us and controlling what we can control.
Now, having said that, Coach, I know that it was a particularly exhilarating, stressful game for your hometown fans with a tremendous comeback and so on. Are you able to enjoy the game as a fan as a coach? That sounds like a stupid question, but you know what I'm trying to say? You can appreciate what's going on out there.
Yeah, not as a fan, I definitely appreciated what I was a part of and what was going on around me. There's no doubt. Played a lot of ball, been around a lot of ball. It's a top three football game that I think I've ever been attendance for. So it was, it had everything. Double-digit Division I athletes on the field, most of them on the other side. Huge crowd. Unbelievable atmosphere, back and forth affair, a lot of ups and downs. We overcame a lot of adversity in that game with a young team and just kept fighting and punching back. And that was the biggest thing that I took out of it. We gave up a lot of yards on defense throwing. Their quarterback was outstanding. So we got a lot of things to fix, but the toughness and the grit that our group showed was we can work with that and we can build on that. And that, for me, is cause for a tremendous amount of optimism. But like I told the kids, enjoy for one night. But all those people that had questions about you going into the year, now they're patting you on the back, telling you they're that good. It's neither. We're just on to the next game this week, and we got to get better. And I think the kids are really good about that.
What are a couple of highlights from your coach's point of view in that game?
I think when you start, so our offensive line had a total of four combined starts.
Wow.
Varsity football.
Wow.
And that was with one guy, our right guard, Joe Erzik, who started four games last year and then missed the rest of the year with an injury. Nobody else had started a game against a group that was unbelievably big and athletic up front, and they dominated the game. We ran for 350 yards, and it has to start there. I think our two running backs were outstanding, Jordan Toribio and Maxwell Parent. But that offensive line, especially being as inexperienced as they are, to do what they did to that front definitely stood out to me. And I think our defensive front, their tailback is offers all over the country, Division I offers, Penn State, Notre Dame, Wisconsin. And we held him to 16 carries for 47 yards. So line of scrimmage play was very is a very positive thing to watch.
I always ask coaches every week, Brian, about point out someone in the line play, because the skill players get all the stuff in the paper. And you just did that, so thank you for that. I appreciate it. I think a final question, Coach. I'm going to save the captains for next week and maybe some individual players. But I've been curious all summer long as to how as how you as a coach handle schools recruiting your players, because I believe Chris, I think he was recruited in the eighth grade or something like that. And how do you handle that? What's the procedure or standards that you use in terms of either advising other schools, advising parents, or advising your kids?
Yeah, football is unique that way. It still goes through high school football versus club and all that other stuff and other sports, all the nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
College football is still goes to the high school coach. It starts there, and there's a lot of meetings in the high school coach's office. There's a lot of phone calls back and forth, and so I'm intimately involved in all of it. And it's something that we take a lot of pride in. I would put our list of kids that went on to play college and the schools they went to up against anyone in the state. It's something that I think part of the attraction of coming here, you're playing at a certain level and you have aspirations, and I think we do a great job of placing guys. We have great relationships with colleges. I couldn't even tell you, the amount of meetings is probably approaching 100-ish in a calendar year for recruiting. So, exposure, coming to a place like St. John's Prep, it's why kids do it, and that's part of the deal. And a lot of it, almost all of it, starts through my office and goes from there.
Well, the other thing, too, is you have the experience in how to ask questions of these guys who are coming in asking you questions. And I would I would presume that enables you to help the kids and parents and so on.
Yeah, I think it does. And I think my background, when the recruiters come in and I tell them that this kid is the real deal, I think they say, okay, I'm probably going to trust you. You have a little bit of a background and a resume to go off of versus, some coaches might not have that as much. So I think that carries a little more weight, too. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If they don't trust you, they're kind of silly. Brian, all right, next up on the schedule.
Yeah, we get on a bus to go down to Marshfield. It's a really, really good program. always in the thick of it. I think they made the Final Four for the third time in 4 years last year, so it doesn't get any easier. We play the most difficult schedule in the state, and that's by design, and we enjoy those moments and being in those situations. But it'll be another really tough one for us.
All right. Coach, thank you so much, as always, for taking the time, and I'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate it, Rick. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Good luck. Take care. That is Brian St. Pierre, who is the St. John's Prep football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.